White. Oakland, California, May 10th, 1876. Dear husband, we are all well. My health is improving. I get sweet rest nights, and this is a great help to me. I am very careful in my diet, and this is an advantage. We are making our time tell to good advantage, and if we can have this 1 year, we will show you we have accomplished considerable. Mary Clough feels like hanging to the work and showing something done at the end of the year, and I want retirement for 1 year. I want to recover from all this nervousness, which is a great trouble to me. Quietude of mind, freedom from perplexities, I must have, if I am of any account anywhere. I can write now with the help I have, and at the end of the year produce 3 books. Mary is all interest, cheerful, perfectly contented, and interested in her work. We feel like staying just where we are. I get no light in dreams or in any other way to attend camp meetings. I pray for light. I cannot go upon any other's light. God will lead me. It will do our people good to be without my labor this season. I feel it. I believe it. I dread to engage in active labor again. I dread anything which will confuse and perplex my mind. Subjects, precious Bible subjects, are upon my mind day and night. I am doing a good work. God blesses me. I am cheerful, and my peace is like a river. I will not even attend meeting here or in San Francisco. I am shut up to my work. I dare not leave it, trusting to other and future opportunities. The brethren must give me up. I cannot see as my testimonies or labors east have been either received or appreciated. But this is not the reason I feel as I do. I would go just as quick, but I must write. God has sent me just the help I need. You are happy and cheerful. I am the same. The Lord has in His providence arranged matters that we both can work and not get in each other's way. I accept His providence and will do my work to His acceptance with His divine aid. I have solicitations from the presidents of the several conferences to attend camp meeting, but they do not incline me to go. If I can, in dream or any way, see light when I want it so much, I will gladly obey. I know I have no selfish will in this matter, but I feel at peace and rest. Praying for light and guidance, I shall not be left in darkness. God will teach me my duty and make my path plain before me. In much love, tell me what you think of the last piece of my life in the signs. What do you think of the matter we have had in the paper? Should I bring out matters quite fully just where I am in the history? Shall I skip over a large part of experience in reference to fanaticism? State plainly your judgment. Ellen.